This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a look at Audiophile's web blog in a feature called On the Web. We'll follow that with reviews in biography and memoir, including a review of Lucy and Desi, the legendary love story of television's most famous couple. And I have It's an Earphones winner, read by Jim Frangione. I also have a narrator interview with Ron Butler and a review of his reading of Chasing Space, an astronaut story of grit, grace, and second chances by Leland Melvin. Let's get right to it. On the web, get to know Audiophile's blog and our bloggers. The web URL is audiophilemagazine.com/blog. Aurelia's Audio Adventures by Aurelia Scott. As a contributing editor at Audiophile, Aurelia has reviewed many, many audiobooks over the years and interviewed many authors and narrators about their audiobook projects. She's an author herself and a devoted listener with wide-ranging literary tastes whose audio adventures take her places both near and far. Aurelia's column will introduce you to your next wonderfully immersive listen, perhaps something a bit off the beaten path. Find her posts every other Thursday on the blog. Next, we have Robin's Roundup by Robin Witten. As editor and founder of Audiophile Magazine, Robin comes across a lot of audiobooks. She started Audiophile 25 years ago and was an avid listener even before that, so she knows the world of audiobooks. Every week in Robin's Roundup, she recommends fresh titles that have caught her ear, the quirky, the trendy, and the most interesting new audiobooks of the week. Look for her posts each Friday on the blog to get your weekend listening picks. Next, we have Solve by Jen Forbus. If you're a fan of mystery and suspense audiobooks, then your first stop should be Jen's Solve column on our blog. Jen is an audiobook reviewer, photographer, and founder of the book blog Jen's Book Thoughts. Her deep knowledge of the mystery genre means fascinating new posts each week about can't-miss series, favorite narrators, worthy debuts, and the latest and greatest crime fiction, procedurals, cozies, and thrillers. Uncover new Solve posts every Monday on the blog. And Tease by Caitlin Augusta. Caitlin is a librarian from Connecticut, and she's been reviewing audiobooks for Audiophile since 2006. She's also been a judge for the Audi Awards since 2009. She is a longtime Jane Austen fan and romance reader who loves the variety of memorable characters, talented narrators, and happy endings found in romance audios. Caitlin's Tease column is your blog destination for all things romance. She features the latest hot picks for listeners who love romance audiobooks. Find new Tease posts on the blog every other Tuesday and never miss a happily ever after. And that's today's version of On the Web, Audiophile's blog and bloggers. Now we turn our attention to reviews in biography and memoirs, and our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is entitled I'm Judging You in biography memoir, The Do Better Manual by Lovey Ajewi. Who does that is the central question running throughout Lovey Ajayi's comic memoir. It's asked again and again in her signature tone of mock horror. Listeners who enjoy pithy humor will laugh out loud as she describes violations of social codes and her version of heaven. Do not drink liquids, hot or cold, while listening to this rumination on all that is wrong with the current state of humanity. Ajay shares her observations of public shortcomings in a brash, honest manner that gives listeners the feeling we're on the other end of a long call from a venting best friend. Her spirited explanations and detailed examples will leave you feeling better about your choices. That review by Mohana Rajakumar was of I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual by Lovey Ajayi. It's an Earphones winner read by the author. It was also the 2017 Audies winner in the category. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in biography memoir, we have Hunger, a memoir of my body. It's written and read by Roxane Gay. There's no better person to narrate this audio than Roxane Gay herself. Her calm, consistent inflections are juxtaposed with the content of the audiobook, which unfolds her conflicts about her body, both from external and internal perspectives. Her narration is filled with careful intentions, as if every single word, stated and not stated, explains her existence spatially. She analyzes terms like obese and being a victim versus a survivor of rape. She is repetitive in her sharing, and it's painful to listen to, but necessary. She creates safe places the best way she knows how, unhealthy or not. Most of all, her story is felt because content and narration explore the concept of uncontrol of the body, self, and existence through her voice. Tracy E. Curry wrote that review of Hunger, a memoir of my body, written and read by Roxane Gay. It's available from Harper Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Lucy and Desi, the legendary love story of television's most famous couple, by Warren G. Harris. It's an Earphones winner, read by Jim Frangione. What a treasure! Anyone who has ever seen Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz on television, which is most of the free world, will be fascinated by this impressive review of their lives on stage and off. Narrator Jim Frangione surpasses himself with his performance. He manages to take on different personas to demonstrate how the couple spoke on and off the stage. Thankfully, he doesn't imitate Lucy's painful singing voice. The work shows the fickleness of show business and the weird twists and turns that Lucy and Desi encountered to make it in the movies, radio, and television. The view into their sometimes traumatic personal lives is remarkable and occasionally disturbing. This is guaranteed to make listeners hunt down reruns of the television show. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of Lucy and Desi, the legendary love story of television's most famous couple. It's written by Warren G. Harris. It's an Earphones winner, read by Jim Frangione, and it's available from Gray Malkin Media for 14 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Bright Hour, a memoir of living and dying by Nina Riggs. It's an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell and Kirby Hayborn. The bright hour is a thing of beauty. Nina Riggs is honest and profoundly human as she comes to terms with life with terminal cancer and death. Narrator Cassandra Campbell is just perfect. She matches Riggs' emotions at every stage, and her lovely, smooth voice has a bittersweet quality. The memoir manages to be both entertaining and heartbreaking as Riggs considers her family's medical history about the worst lottery ticket ever, loses her mother to multiple myeloma, reminisces about meeting her husband in a graveyard, and endures brutal treatments that bring no cure. She is funny, too. She can't seem to decide which couch to buy. Her widowed father starts riding a motorcycle, and she plans post-death emails to her sons if they ever view pornography on the internet. The short afterword from Riggs's husband is narrated by Kirby Hayborn. It feels like losing a beautiful friend when it's over. Anna Broom wrote that review of The Bright Hour, a memoir of living and dying by Nina Riggs. It's an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell and Kirby Hayborn, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in biography memoir is Adolfo Kaminsky, A Forger's Life, written by Sarah Kaminsky. Mike Mitchell translated, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Vance. The skill of Simon Vance, narrator of this audiobook, is his ability to take a memoir that opens during the French Resistance in World War II and fully capture its suspense-filled drama. Adolfo Kaminsky, the daring and heroic document forger, helped hundreds of Jewish families escape occupied France with his perfectly created passports. Although his talent for creating them could have earned him thousands of dollars, Kaminsky, incredibly, never took any payment for his services. This first-person narrative follows 30 years of Kaminsky's career as he went on to fight injustice with his talent around the world. Simon Vance breathes a terrifying reality into what it meant to defy tyranny. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Adolfo Kaminsky, A Forger's Life, written by Sarah Kaminsky, translated by Mike Mitchell. It's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Vance, available from Tantor Media for 6 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Grown Up Anger, The Connected Mysteries of Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and the Calumet Massacre of 1913. It's written by Daniel Wolfe, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Dennis Boutsakaris. If excellence in audiobook narration means doing everything right while seeming to do little or nothing, Dennis Boutsakaris sets a standard here. In a feat of storytelling, Wolfe has combined his own personal history growing up in northern Michigan with the life stories of Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie and the intertwined histories of the American folk music and radical politics. A notorious event in the labor movement, the Calumet Massacre, is a featured connection. Boutsakaris's reading is expressive but restrained, calculatingly understated in the manner of the music and performers he's describing. No accents or half-sung lyrics mar a performance that matches the text in every nuance, yet never draws attention to itself. Here's a narrative that engages the heart and mind for a deeply satisfying listening experience. David A. Walton wrote that review of Grown Up Anger, The Connected Mysteries of Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and the Calumet Massacre of 1913 by Daniel Wolfe, an Earphones winner, read by Dennis Boutsakaris. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Manderley Forever, a biography of Daphne du Maurier. It's written by Tatiana de Rosne, translated by Sam Taylor, and an Earphones winner, read by Charlotte Wright. Narrator Charlotte Wright's assurance, crisp enunciation, and fine sense of nuance give voice to a life lived freely and bravely within and without social conventions. De Rosne's empathetic narrative moves through the significant roles Du Maurier played in her life. Daughter of a celebrated artistic family, fledgling novelist, young bride and mother of three, and author who experienced commercial success and critical disappointment. Du Maurier's periodic crushes on strong, dynamic women such as Ellen Doubleday, wife of her American publisher, and actress Gertrude Lawrence parallel the compelling, often ambiguous heroines who define novels like Rebecca and My Cousin Rachel. This is a fascinating biography for anyone interested in how novelists work and is sure to awaken new interest in this fine, underrated author. David A. Walton wrote that review of Manderley Forever, a biography of Daphne du Maurier. It's by Tatiana de Rosne, translated by Sam Taylor, an Earphones winner read by Charlotte Wright. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 13.75 hours unabridged. Now we will have our narrator interview talking with Ron Butler. Multi-talented, award-winning narrator Ron Butler says he was always a theatrical child. I was the kid who would round up all the neighborhood kids and make them put on a musical. I'd teach them all the parts, and I'd direct them, and then I'd call all the parents together and sit everybody down, and we would put on a show. Butler's father is Bahamian, and his mother is American. He grew up going back and forth between the two countries, returning to the Bahamas when he was about 8 years old. He finished the rest of his school years in the Caribbean, and while there, he was exposed to the world of the nightclubs and performers. "My father is the number one recording artist of the Bahamas," he tells us. "He's a calypso singer-songwriter, and he's been the top recording artist there for about 6 decades. Even so, Butler's interests lay in math and science. "In college, I started out being pre-med and ended up a history major. I fell in love with history. I loved the storytelling aspects of history." While he lived in Washington, D.C., his interest in theater was rekindled. Getting an agent led to theater jobs, commercials, and an ongoing relationship with the Atlantic Theater Company in New York City. Of being in the recording booth, the Los Angeles-based actor says, "I love being alone in the recording booth. I love wearing all the hats while narrating. You're creating everything from beginning to end in your head, and I love that." To keep things fresh, he takes regular breaks from the booth. "I'll do a headstand against the wall. I'll go out and do a couple of yoga stretches. I've found I have to keep moving." For Chasing Space by Leland Melvin, he wanted the tone of the narration to match the character of the astronaut. And although he didn't meet the author, he did extensive research, getting the opportunity to listen to him and watch some of his film footage. His tone is very clear in the book, and I felt a real responsibility to stay true to the man and the book. At one point, Butler did a series of novels in a genre new to him and one he wasn't expecting to enjoy. "I got to the end of the third book and I could barely get through the last 5 pages because I kept crying. It totally got me. I literally was a blubbering mess and had to keep stopping." Most recently, he recorded Ghost of the Innocent Man by Benjamin Racklin. It's a beautiful and heartrending true story of wrongful conviction. The delightful Butler, who has professionally impersonated Barack Obama, has his own YouTube channel and has written, produced, and directed several musical parodies. He notes that the audiobook industry has gotten bigger and busier since he began narrating nearly 3 years and more than 50 audiobook titles ago. He says, "I'm really happy about that." That interview was conducted by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, talking with Ron Butler, and here's a review of Butler's reading of Chasing Space, an astronaut story of grit, grace, and second chances by Leland Melvin. Ron Butler's narration is both understated yet focused, which is the right tone for African-American astronaut Leland Melvin's memoir. Butler's voice takes the listener through Melvin's amazing journey of accomplishment. His successes seem staggering, but he doesn't stop to bask in his glory. In fact, it appears he doesn't stop, period. This is a life trajectory that moves from the NFL to outer space, and only Melvin can make that claim. Throughout, Butler captures Melvin's determined and hardworking tone, as well as his appreciation for those who helped give him perspective and support. Listeners who recently discovered the story of Hidden Figures will find Melvin's work another part of this larger story. Chasing Space is an inspiring audiobook of grit and perseverance. Stephen P. Cummings wrote that review of Chasing Space, an astronaut story of grit, grace, and second chances by Leland Melvin. It's read by Ron Butler, and it's available from Harper Audio for 7.5 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we turn our attention back to our reviews in biography memoir, and we have A Woman in Berlin, 8 weeks in a Conquered City, a Diary. It's written by Anonymous, translated by Philip Bohm, and it's an Earphones winner read by Isabel Keating. In 1945, as Germany prepared to surrender, Berlin was overrun by Russian soldiers. These Ivans controlled the city, and life for the residents was worse than in any fictional dystopia. Narrator Isabel Keating manages to convey the frustration, hunger, depression, and exhaustion faced by the author, a journalist, who somehow manages to maintain her sanity despite several rapes and a diet of potatoes and nettles. When a horse drops dead in the street, the residents rush out to carve it up for meat. Apartments are stripped for firewood. Millions of flies appear, attracted by the ubiquitous excrement from horses and humans. Women are terrified to get water from the local pump, lest an Ivan attack. A Woman in Berlin ranks as one of the great historical diaries. Richard W. Stimm wrote that review of A Woman in Berlin, 8 weeks in the Conquered City, a Diary. It's written by Anonymous, translated by Philip Bohm, and it's read by Isabel Keating, an Earphones winner. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, in biography memoir, we have Let Justice Roll Down. It's by John M. Perkins, with a foreword by Shane Claiborne. It's an Earphones winner read by Calvin Robinson with Shane Claiborne. Pull up a comfortable rocker on your front porch and be prepared to learn civil rights history in Mississippi as voiced by Calvin Robinson. Doing more than simply reading, Robinson recounts the life of John M. Perkins, an unassuming Christian civil rights leader of the 50s and 60s who struggled to understand what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. I could not stop listening as I found myself cringing at the treatment of Reverend Perkins and his co-laborers that they received at the hands of the sheriff and state police. Originally written in 1976, this audiobook is only now available to introduce John M. Perkins to a generation that hardly knows this giant of the faith. Terry Delaney wrote that review of Let Justice Roll Down by John M. Perkins. It's got a foreword by Shane Claiborne, and it's read by Calvin Robinson with Shane Claiborne, and it's an Earphones winner from Oasis Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Sting Like a Bee, Muhammad Ali versus the United States of America, 1966 to 1971. It's written by Lee Montville, an Earphones winner read by J.D. Jackson. Narrator J.D. Jackson takes great care to articulate the story of Muhammad Ali and his refusal to serve in the military during the Vietnam War. Though he could have quickened his pace in some areas, his ability to consistently alter his voice for the various men and women quoted throughout is noteworthy and makes this controversial biography an enjoyable and informative experience. He is especially skilled at delivering the quotes from Ali and Howard Cosell, both of whom had distinctive voices. Jackson doesn't attempt to soften the body blows to the provocative Ali. Furthermore, his ability to simply read the facts with no noticeable interpretation make this audiobook a better experience than reading it in print. Terry Delaney wrote that review of Sting Like a Bee, Muhammad Ali versus the United States of America, 1966 to 1971. It's written by Lee Montville, and it's an Earphones winner, read by J.D. Jackson. It's available from Random House Audio for 14.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have reviews in business and personal growth, including a review of Everything All at Once, How to Unleash Your Inner Nerd, Tap into Radical Curiosity, and Serve Any Problem. It's written and read by Bill Nye. I have an interview with author Gretchen Rubin, who narrates her own work, The Four Tendencies, the indispensable personality profiles that reveal how to make your life better and other people's lives better, too. We'll follow that with Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear, and some reviews in the area of brain science. So, until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.